Hello, I'm Felicia Vereen, always known as Fee.
Hey, Fee, and I'm your girl, Sharita Three, better known as Fred.
And we are Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast all about uplifting you.
Yes.
Because friends, face it, you are awesome.
We'll be chatting up about topics we love to talk about, all the things we as women must juggle every day and the issues we complain about.
But who's listening?
Girl,
we'll chat about the struggle, the job, and about him. Mm. You know who we're talking about.
Girl.
That boo, husband, boyfriend, ex, whatever you're calling them today.
Mm.
Our lovely hellions, kids.
Our angels. But seriously, friends, life happens, and we don't always get a chance to talk about it. We take it on the chin, and we keep it moving.
Because that's what we were told to do.
Yep.
But here on Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast with Red and Fee, we are the friends you love to hang out with. We are here to inspire her, the Total Woman.
Yeah, hello.
Listen, I'm excited, Red.
We got some amazing people on here. Turcola Darum, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, Turcola. Okay,
so, thank you. So, Turcola, I'm going to read your bio that you sent me.
Okay.
So, Turcola has appeared in several films, television, and theater productions. Some productions she has appeared in are The Ties That Bind, Land of Promiscuity, Reader, Thanksgiving Roast, Twitter Fingers, and Trapped, to name just a few. Turcola's ability to drag you into the storyline with her convincing abilities has caused her to be recognized by many of her peers as a force to be reckoned with. Turcola is new to writing scenes of acting, but has so many inspirational stories to tell. She is the producer and creator of Script from Insanity, the feature film. Currently is on Amazon Prime, so check it out, which was inspired by two events that occurred in her life. Most recently, Turcola wrote and premiered Feathers, a feature film which received a film grant from the Prince George's Arts and Humanities Council. And Prince George's County is in Maryland. Her newly formed production company, TMD Productions, was created to help future thespians in the world of art. TMD Productions provides acting scholarships to inexperienced actors within the DMV area. At the present time, Turcola is executive producer, writer for the upcoming feature films, Sammy's Christmas Miracle Artscape, Redemption, which are in pre-production and will begin filming next year. Turcola is also a professor at the University of Maryland Global Campus and a management analyst and with the Department of Health and Human Services within the Division of Contracts. All right, that is awesome. Welcome to Turcola.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, now I'm going to introduce Miss Olivia Cool. She is a comedian. She is cracking me up in the background, y'all.
Yes.
Her and I can't keep a straight face.
I'm not normally like this.
Oh,
yes, she is.
That you like this today. Look,
I don't know.
She's normally like
you might be.
All right. Known for playing both dramatic and comedic roles, I can definitely see that.
Yes.
Olivia Cool began her acting journey more than 20 years ago. Olivia started out doing stage plays and transitioned to film in 2019, starring in her first debut role in the film The Light Between Us. Since then, Olivia has been in many films and stage plays, including In, Thanksgiving Roast, Sermon, and Stripped from Insanity. In 2022, Olivia formed her production company, Staging a Cool Productions. I like that.
Yeah.
Under her production company, Olivia ventured out to produce her own documentary, Rainbow Baby, which tells the story of women and couples who have experienced a miscarriage. To date, Olivia is still acting and writing while continuously working on more episodes of her documentary.
Mm-hmm.
She hopes to produce her first feature or short film in the year 2024. When Olivia is not knee-deep in film and production, she spends time with her husband of 20 years, their 8 children, and 3 dogs.
That's me. Hi, everybody.
Well, you need all that energy for 8 kids and 3 dogs. I would be somewhere asleep right now. So I have the pleasure of introducing Sterling Morris. Sterling, this looks like you got this from Wikipedia, child. Sterling Morris Jr. Is an American actor, screenwriter, singer, songwriter, music producer, and entrepreneur. He was born in Chester, Pennsylvania, and raised in Washington, D.C. via Sumter, South Carolina, and Detroit, Michigan. While attending Lincoln University in Pennsylvania as a communication major, Sterling began his career behind the camera as a production intern at BET. Okay, come through, Sterling. And public broadcasting system. So nice. So coming from a musical family and having an interest in directing films, Sterling thought he was destined for a music career and a career in filmmaking. After his first taste of being on the set as an extra on the show Chicago PD in 2014, an interest in pursuing acting was sparked. Sterling never imagined being in front of the camera, but since then he has appeared in television shows such as Thou Shalt Not, For My Man, that's my show, Double Cross. He also appeared in an independent film such as Break Every Chain, Smack, Get Checked, and Stripped from Insanity, as well as Feathers. So welcome, Sterling.
Welcome, everybody. Yeah, we are super excited that you are here.
Share with us how you guys met and came together. Did you guys know each other prior to the movie? You worked together on projects in the past?
Who's telling the story of how you and I met? I want to do it. Let me tell it.
Yeah, I was going to say you do it.
So T and I met on doing the stage play, The Ties That Bind. It was her very first time acting. It was probably my 9,657th time plus 982. And we actually didn't talk much during that production. I don't think we really got and we were also on it was a limited series or a web series. Mm-hmm. The Ties That Bind turned into a web series. We were on that together. We talked a little bit here and there. But I don't know when the transition happened when we got close, but mm-hmm. So we did Thanksgiving roast together and we still kind of talked. But I think towards the end of Thanksgiving roast is when we got really, really close because we would just sit and giggle about random things on set because there was so many fun things happening. Okay. And then from there, we've been inseparable ever since. So that's how T and I met. Sterling and I met.
Chipola, do you agree with her account of how you guys met?
Yes, I do. And when she just said, I don't know when the transition happened, I can't remember.
Me either.
The transition. I just know, I thank God for her being in my life. Like, she is a younger version of me. And I cannot see life without her or Sterling at all. This is truly God sent.
Wow.
Both of them. I mean, our relationship, Olivia is my best friend. So we are inseparable. Like, I don't know when the transition.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to think about that. That's a really good question.
We became really, 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 really close. And But go ahead, Sterling. I want to hear this one.
I do too.
Yeah.
All right. It's stages. Okay. So I don't. I don't know if you remember this. What are you going by today, Stephanie or Olivia today?
Olivia, you see my name on the thing. Okay. You see how he's got me, y'all?
All the time. So
yeah. Okay. So I don't know if she remembers this, but I first saw her. We never met, but we had a virtual class together, and that exact background right there. I remember that, and I remember your husband was your reader. I remember that. Okay. So fast forward. I think I saw the listing on, I don't know if it was on like Backstage or something. I don't know, for Tacola's film, Stripper Insanity. So Tacola auditioned me. So I read the sides, right? It was cool. Then she had me improv a scenario, and I remember the exact scenario. Like, I was a guy, my woman she met up with a guy that she went to school with or something like that. And I was jealous, right? Mm-hmm. And once we did that improv, she was like, that's what I want. that's what I want, right? So I was like, oh, I got it. Fast forward, first day of filming, get on set. I see Olivia, the girl that was in the play. I was like, all right. So, but we've been inseparable ever since.
They cracking up, so that must have been the funny.
Because I'm not wrapped too tight, as y'all know. And yes, so yes, the first day of set, he came later than I did. I was on earlier. I had a couple of scenes before him. And we were eating. And so he had a plate. And I had like something, let's say a cookie. And so I bit the cookie, put it on his plate, and walked away.
Oh, wow.
I'm not wrapped too tight. I'm just not at
Listen, and the awesome thing about it is when Sterling did audition, just his meme mug, I was like, this is it. This is him. This is who I want as AJ. But the kicker about Olivia was we were close at this time. Yeah, we were a little closer at this time. And she had no idea that I was doing this. I hadn't told her. But I, in my talks with God, he had told me and showed me her to play me, because it's a true story about my life. Mm-hmm. So he had showed me who was to play Tessa, and it was her, but I didn't tell her. And I remember I was in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Wait, back up. Wait a minute.
So I'll tell you.
So yeah. I wasn't going to audition because in the DMV, there's just a lot of sex. And people stay within their sex, and it's hard to get infiltrated into these groups of acting communities that are in the DMV. And I didn't want it to be, she and I are really close. Oh, she's in your film, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't even going to audition. And I remember sitting down, the Holy Spirit was like, put in your paperwork. Now, mind you, I probably could have called her and say, hey, can you give me a part? But mm-hmm. I was like, no, let me do this the right day. So I put in my reel, I gave her my headshot, I did my resume, everything. I hit send. I think like 2 minutes later, she calls me screaming in the McDonald's parking lot. Okay, and saying what?
Say, oh my God, oh my God. The part is yours. The part is yours.
I still had to audition.
Yeah, because you were like, I still want to audition because you're my boss on set. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh my God, God told me it was supposed to be you. Oh my gosh, yes, it's you. You got the part. She was like, well, can I audition first? Can I read the script first? And I was like, I don't care what you do, but you're going to play this. Play this part. And it was, I mean, they killed it. They absolutely killed it. They brought my life to screen.
Wow.
And even my mom, when she saw the film and she watched Olivia, she was like, oh my God, that's you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, only God can do that, because she wasn't in my life during the time that I went through this tumultuous situation. Mm-hmm. So I knew it was God. Like, he told me it was supposed to be her, and her mannerisms and things that she did represented me. And for my mom to say that, I'm like, I'm glad I followed, you know, what God told us. Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Fee, were you able to get it and cue it up?
That's what, and this is why I want them to see this trailer, because everything y'all saying, you can definitely see it. So hold on, let me see something.
Let's try to work it out.
Hold on, let me try one more time.
Yes, okay. Wait, look, while we're waiting, I'll tell a little story about Sterling. So I sent Sterling a message before filming, like, okay, listen, you fitting to throw me around. I need to know a little bit about you before you fitting to throw me around, because I need to be able to trust you. He was so upset.
Oh, my goodness.
Meanwhile, there was one of the scenes. I'm such a nice guy, right? And sometimes I don't know my own strength, right? So, you know, I was trying to, you know, I had to choke her, but I didn't want to choke her, you know. And she was like,
choke me.
I'm okay. Like, what?
If I pass out, just bring me back. No, right. Wait,
like, oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
He's like, are you sure? Yeah, you gotta make it realistic.
Right.
Stories for days, man.
Dude. The last time I did, I had to choke somebody As you can see, I choke people. I had to choke someone.
Don't say that.
It was a guy. Right. It was a guy in the show. It was a guy. And he was like, goodness. No, okay, you can choke me. And then when I did, and then, you know, in between things, he was like, hey, man, you lifted me up off the floor. I'm like, well.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. I'm like.
Can you all see my screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
Can you hear?
Yes.
We can't see it.
We can't see it, but we can hear it.
At the same time, I loved him. Or I thought I loved him.
I love you too.
Were you saying that AJ put his hands on you?
That didn't happen until after we got married. I love so hard. God, why do I love so hard? I loved him. Or I thought I loved him.
So you said it's based on your true story.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I went through domestic violence for like 10 years.
10 years, wow.
10 of the worst years of my entire life. And I finally got fed up to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore. So I attempted suicide on my life to get out. And I was in a mental hospital for like a week, which is when God really, really ministered to me to get out and not look back. When I got out of there, I did not look back. I filed for divorce. And then my healing started to begin. Wasn't complete because I don't think I got completely healed until I started filming Sure from Insanity. But yeah, it was horrible. Feeling like you're less than, like everything that God said about you, I allow a man to tell me the total opposite. And I believed it. You know, I look back now and I don't know when the transition took place from me being this strong woman to allowing a man who really wasn't worth my time to make me feel like I was worth nothing. Domestic violence can happen to anyone. I don't
absolutely
care what your background is, how educated you are, how beautiful you are, what you can have everything going on. But if that person is mentally, you know, unstable, it can happen. I'm not going to say I'm glad it happened because I'm really not, but it helped me become a stronger individual, someone who loves hard. You know, because most times when you go through something and you put all of your love and trust in an individual and then they go against all of that, you tend to not want to love anymore. You tend to turn your back on love, but it didn't. Like it, I still love hard. I still put trust in people to a certain extent. But I did find love again. I'm married now 7 years. When people say they love the hell out of you, that's possible.
Wow. So I heard you say on the Mark Klock show that love is an addiction.
It is addiction. Yeah. Because, you know, what was the song Al Green said? Love can make you do right and can make you do wrong. It is. Yeah. Love is powerful when you love someone so much or when you think it's love.
Yeah,
say that. When you think it's love, it will make you do things that you know you shouldn't do. Like I stayed in this. I was married 10 years. I moved every year to get away from him. I had 10 different addresses and I had two young sons at the time that were not by him. But I would literally move every year to get away from him and then allow him to make me feel like it was my fault. and I would take him back.
Wow.
And so, that love, and then being in church, because we both were in church and listening to people, well, just pray through it. God gonna work it out. Just give it a little, you know, more time. So you want me to let this man run me off the road, put guns to my head, threaten my family, sleep with all these people, and then start messing with men, and I'm supposed to stay there and deal with all of that.
Wow.
And in the movie, it I just want to say this, in the movie, it, because I did watch it, it seemed like he was like, he just knew that you weren't going anywhere. He would like come and get you, like pretty much drag you. And I'm like, why does he think that she wants to live like this? You know, he listens, if he did not even care, and he didn't even care about your kids.
It was about control. And let me tell you something. And people ask me, was I going to do another Strip from Insanity? Because I didn't even get to all the meat of the stuff that I've gone through. I provided and gave what God allowed me to give. And I mean, it's so much more than just the dragging her. It was so much more than that. Like, he did not like my kids at all. And, you know, he wanted me to give my sons to their dad so we can just, you know, so he can have more control. Because I had sons, and my sons started to get to the place where either they were going to kill him or something. And I didn't want my kids to end up in jail.
Right.
But he did say that, you know, he was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, Lord.
He used that's so many tactics. He's very narcissistic. Yeah. I could have a judge. I can have a lawyer. You know, you're nothing. And mind you, I'm great job working on my master's at the time. I mean, just doing really good for myself. And he made me feel like I was literally nothing, but at the same time made it seem like he was everything. Like, you, nobody's going to love you like I do. And, you know, once I thought about that, I'm like, thank God that I don't want nobody to love me like that. But he controlled, he pulled me away from my family. That's what narcissists do.
Oh, yeah.
They pull you away from those that care about you so they can have all control. When I graduated with my master's, my family is known to have celebrations for monumental moments like that. No, he was like, I want to take you out by myself. So, you know, to get me away from family.
How did Sterling do playing him?
I couldn't stand Sterling watching that.
Right.
He was so believable. He was, I was like, you know, and because my mom experienced what I went through, she was like, oh God, I can't stand. She was like, I want to do a drive-by on Sterling now. You know?
I mean,
that's a great job, Sterling.
I'm like, dude, you played that part out.
Was irritating, wasn't he?
Well, you know what? There are people at the premiere that just kept coming up to me and was like, I really want to hate you so bad. And one woman said to me, she said, you know, I thought you were really mean until you started talking after the movie. And she was like, oh, nice.
People want to give you that part as that's the real you because you play it so good.
Right.
Like, is he really like this? Because he's playing his part too good. But that just speaks to what a great actor.
Yeah, he was so amazing. And then the for Olivia to play me, she was loving. She was accepting.
Mm-hmm.
She was a little fed up, but he still had her. And she almost tried to pacify his behavior in front of family. Like, no, it's okay. It's okay. Because with me, I didn't want my family to know what was really going on. And it was embarrassing.
It
was so embarrassing to my family, to my church family, because we both were ordained at the church. And, you know, it was so embarrassing because some people said that's what she get because she thinks she's better than anybody else. I've never thought I was better than anybody else. I just didn't tell people my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of kept to myself. So that equates to thinking you're better than someone else. So people were happy that I went through abuse. I'm baffled by that. You know, but it was embarrassing because I've always been loving. I've always been giving. And to go through this, it's like, I felt like the enemy, it was sent by the enemy. I think he was sent to destroy my life.
Wow.
Because I was on a road to destruction, dealing with him. And he almost got me, almost. Mm-hmm. But I thank God that, you know, I was here to tell a piece, because that's just a piece of my story. And for them to portray us to the capacity that they did is just, it's a God thing. It's remarkable. And that's why I absolutely adore them. Like, and they will tell you, I adore them.
Wow.
For bringing that to light, for, I didn't really have to do a lot of coaching. That alone says, oh my gosh, so much about their creativity, about their acting, about their craft. And Stephanie asked questions, well, how do you feel in this and this and this? And they take time out to study, you know, and ask questions. And I'm telling you, for that to be brought back up, I really healed then.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask, Olivia, what did you do to prep for that? Spend time with Dakota?
Oh, I have a very, very lengthy preparation process for any role. I absolutely love, I was going to say meal prep, but like role prep. Before I study anything, I read the script probably, I don't know how many times. And my goal is to get to know my character. What is her favorite color? What does she like to eat for breakfast? What kind of music? I give her a soundtrack. I give her a playlist of what she enjoys, and really get to know her voice. Because once I know her voice, everything else makes sense as far as studying is concerned. So with Tercola's film, I am not very familiar with domestic violence, nor was I before doing the film. And so for me, I was kind of lost. I just didn't know where to begin, because I'm a firecracker. And I know a lot of women say this, but for me, if you punch me, I'm gonna kill you back. Like, you know, so I didn't know how to portray this role, and I didn't want to fake it. I didn't want to act. Like, if you really talk to people who are about their craft, it's not about acting, it's about being. And I didn't want to act and to be this character. I wanted to be this person so that I could portray the role correctly. So there were a lot of things, and I couldn't be judgmental of my character. There are some decisions that Tessa made that Olivia wouldn't make, and I couldn't allow my decisions to affect how Tessa would portray or make decisions in the role. So I did call T and say, how did you feel in this moment? What was your thought process? Because I didn't fully understand how to grab from my own personal life and put it in place in some of these situations. So once I got my questions answered, I did more studying as far as who she was, how she walked, how she talked. I mean, you see, she was very soft-spoken most of the time. You know, she had that angriness with her therapist, but when she was dealing with her husband, she was very soft-spoken and very, you know, kind of just this shy demeanor. And then as the movie goes on, you can see she's just finding her voice and whatnot. So I personally love those ebbs and flows about acting. And I also love those ebbs and flows about the character in Strip from Insanity, because she went through these things. And even though it was based off of, like, the setting of it was, or the establishing shot of it was her being in the therapist's office, you can even see her voice and her cadence and her demeanor change, even with her therapist, as she's telling the story. So all of those things, I just like delving into that, no matter how big or small my role is. So I hope that answered your question. That's how I...
Absolutely.
As a person who seen the movie, I would have thought that you had experienced that, because even your, just like Sterling, even your persona, you looked like a woman who had been abused.
Wow.
I mean, it was literally, you were literally living it. So
I had some rough nights. You can ask my husband, some of the, this was a very difficult role for me.
I can imagine. Because,
yeah, you don't want to, when you're dealing with subjects like this, like I said, you don't want to pretend.
Right.
And so I felt a lot of pressure to not only portray her story the way she saw fit, but also portray the story to women and men out there who have experienced this so that they could connect with the character and then also connect with the character coming out of the situation. And yeah, if it's not believable, you're like, ah, you know, you don't see the redemptive nature of it in the end. You're not going to accept that. And so I had a lot of days where I was like literally crying, like, okay,
well,
I don't know if I can do this.
Right.
I love it.
Great job. Prepares, Sarah. How did you prepare for the role?
Well, first, let me start off by saying I've never have been a domestic abuser. I guess that's the word. But I would say this. I was raised right. And my mother, God rest her soul, was a firecracker, very protective of me. She said to me, I was in my early 20s, and she said to me, she said, Sterling, you know, you're a nice boy, you're a nice guy, but, you know, things can happen. And if you ever find yourself in a situation where you want to put your hands on a woman, just walk away.
Wow.
You let me do it. That's what my mother said. She said, you'll go to jail. She said, you let me do it. That's my
advice.
But anyway, but that's, yeah. But how I prepared, I went in knowing exactly what she wanted based off of the audition. They will tell you, I am always the villain, the bad guy, in most of the roles I get. Wow. I don't know why.
It's your headshot. I keep telling you that, man. And now he's got a headshot. Smile.
Yep. Yeah, you needed some friendlier one. You don't really want to get typed
up. No, but no. So, and what I did was in the audition when we did the improv, I pretty much pulled from a situation that I had been in a past relationship. You know, so I brought that emotion out, right? So throughout the film, I basically pulled out different emotions from things that I experienced myself. Now, it wasn't anything physical going on, but like what I felt, mm-hmm. you know, like I just let it manifest physically. Yeah, that was it. It wasn't hard to prepare for this. And I know this sounds scary, but it wasn't hard. Mm.
That's one thing Sterling is good at. He can get a script. And he'll know it like by day two. He's like, I got it.
Yeah.
And he'll know his character by like day two and a half. Meanwhile, he's like, you know your character? I'm like, I'm still figuring it out.
Yep.
I got 8 kids and 3 dogs. I can't just
well, no, because I tend to overthink things. So I think my overthinking kind of gets in my way. Yeah, this guy, he'll be like, oh yeah, I know it. And I'm like, just got it.
You know why? I'm gonna tell you why. And this is just from practice and challenging myself, because I learned that that's what Meryl Streep does. I love Meryl Streep.
Yeah, he does.
And Meryl Streep can get a script, read it, and she got it, right? And don't even have to read it again. You know what I mean?
Wow. So,
yeah, and so I challenge myself, right? And so, like, normally what I'll do is, and this is just my process. Say if I have to memorize 10 pages, right? I'll do a page a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, once I memorize it, then I go back and then I do what Stephanie does, right? Where I'm trying to figure out, like, what's my character's background? Like, what makes them tick, right? What's, you know, what kind of food do they eat? You know, so that's what I do. So it sounds difficult, but it's not.
No, I think we do the same thing. We just do it opposite.
Yeah.
Because once I know my character, studying the lines is very easy. I can get that.
Yeah. So I like to learn them fast, you know, quick, and then I go into it. Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you guys are really following your dreams. What have been some of the pros and cons of getting into your acting and perfecting your craft?
So let me go first because I think I have the smallest amount of time in this field. This was never a goal, never a dream, nothing I ever thought about. The first play I did is when I first met Stephanie, and I did it as a favor to a friend, for a friend. And I was 44 at the time. I absolutely fell in love. And I felt like, okay, this is what it means when God gives you a gift. Mm-hmm. And I'm 49 now, so I've been doing this for 5 years. It wasn't until 2021, November of 21, when God said, tell your story, is when I thought about putting something on screen. And then once that happened, it's like, I got some stories to tell. I got some movies to tell. God just keep giving me more titles, more things to talk about and put on screen. So now I just want to completely be behind the camera, even though I've, you know, was acting and everything. And funny story is Trapped. I played a first lady who was being abused. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I was being beat bad. Stephanie, Olivia can tell you, she saw the film. It was funny because I've been through that for real. So it was so easy to play that role, like so easy to get beat, get kicked, you know, all of that.
You said it was easy.
It was easy.
Wow.
And I know that's strange, but
yeah, really, for
because
your
I've been through it, mm-hmm. I knew the emotions behind it. I knew how to react in certain situations. And I think that was it wasn't the most challenging. Well, I think it was at a certain extent because there was a situation in the film where I went to court and I took the restraining order away. And that happened in real life. I had about 10 restraining orders against my ex, and the judge began to know who I was in real life. And I portrayed the same thing in the film. And mind you, I wasn't supposed to play this role. It was someone else who was supposed to play it, but their mom ended up getting sick. And 7 days before they filmed, they were like, can you play this lead role? And I learned it. So I guess I'll take that from Sterling and Stephanie. I learned it just that fast. But it was a part where I had to talk to the court clerk or the counselor was like, why do you keep getting these restraining orders and then taking them back? I had a flashback. And literally started crying on set, but they used it in the film.
Yeah, I think you emoted that.
Yeah,
those emotions.
Yeah, but I love being behind the camera. I love seeing Olivia and Sterling at work. If I can put them in everything, I will. I promise you, and they know that. Mm-hmm.
Well, that says a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes, they were in Feathers too. And Stephanie, she doesn't know when she's gonna be in a role. I'll just throw her in there. Like Sterling, I'm like, okay, now you're about to be the director, but I still want you to be a part in a, you know, up in a part of the cast. And Stephanie, I want you to be the script supervisor, but can you also play this this particular role? Because they stuck with me for the rest of my life.
I know that's so right.
Well, if you ever need some extras, you know.
I definitely would. They'll tell you. I'll put you in.
Mm-hmm.
I will definitely put you in. You tell me. I'm like, all right, bet. Let's go. But yeah, it's been a 5 year. I sure do.
Do a strip from Insanity.
You know, I'm gonna pray about that. I'm gonna pray about it because God has given me so many films. That I'm, you know, and it's like I was reminded. By Stephanie, by Olivia, and our celebrity makeup artist, who was like our mama, to do things in order, based on what God has given you. So I've been asked to do it, but I just want to, I take everything to God in prayer because I don't want to be out of order, and I, you know, don't want to be going through the extra go through.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay. How did you get on Amazon Prime? That's major.
I know. I'm still.
You said I know.
And all. Yeah, because listen, when I see the Amazon Prime, the Amazon trucks, I'm like, oh my God, I got a film on Amazon Prime. Never imagined. That was never the intention at all. And they will tell you, I just, you know, Jeremy C.Y. Butler, Jay Sykes, who was my cinematographer, it became a distributor. And so let me tell you, we have a little family group, right? It's six of us. It's Sterling, Olivia, Tom, Edwin, Cherie, and Jay. We group chat. We're on a group chat. Every day we talk. We had a little Friendsgiving?
Friendsgiving,
right? But we did it on Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Because we couldn't see each other, but we go out to dinner and we support each other so much. So he became a distributor and was like, AT, you know, I'm gonna try to get your film on Amazon Prime.
I don't like how you did his voice, man. That was funny.
He was like, yo. And when I was sitting down watching TV and he sent me Amazon Prime, he was like, your film is on Amazon Prime. And I was like, stop playing. Because that was never something that we ever talked about. And yeah, he had a connection with Amazon Prime and then they accepted it. And
wow,
here we are. Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, you got a film on Amazon Prime, girl. We on Amazon Prime. And the crazy thing is, when you go on there, you see Olivia sitting in the therapist.
Is that the picture?
Yeah. Yeah,
I screenshot and sent it to her. It was like, your face is on Amazon Prime. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah.
That's major.
It is so major. So I'm like, I'm excited to be in the position that I am and to know these two amazing individuals because, baby, when they get their Oscars, listen, I'm going to be right there, the most ghetto person.
We're going to be like, we had them on the podcast. Yeah.
I'm going to be all types of stuff because they are amazing. Like, it's an honor, an absolute honor to be friends with them and to be, like, partners. Because they managing partners of my business. They do know it. I put them in everything. I trust them with everything in me. Like, to be blessed to have these people like them in your life is truly, it's like you God's favorite. By looking at them too and having them in my life, I feel like I'm God's favorite.
Because he
hears me, and I tell them all the time. So this is not for your podcast at all. They know how I feel. I absolutely tell them all the time on how I appreciate them. I mean, they've been there for me through bad times. I mean, I don't like calling Stephanie about some stuff because she always try to get me to be the bigger person and I don't like that.
Right here.
Sterling usually is on my side. See, that's her. Look at her.
Wow. Her whole mind.
Yes.
When I was looking, I was like,
that's
her. That's the one.
Yeah.
And she looked like
she's
been going through it.
She looked like she was going through a lot.
But I got a question, you guys. Now I know we've been talking serious, and I know when you're doing movies, every movie has bloopers and blunders. I want to hear.
I got the first one.
I want to hear it.
You know they were crackling.
Oh, God.
For Strip from Insanity or from, can we do Feathers too? Because I have one for Feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, from any of the ones that you all have done together.
Strip from Insanity, when we was in a hotel parking lot.
They both laughing.
Sterling was getting smacked by his niece. That part. And she smacked him because he's always saying, mind your damn business, and strip from Insanity. But on this particular time, he was like, You gotta do a Sterling. You gotta
do it. What did he say?
I'll send it to him. I didn't believe I did.
I'm picking something, something. No, listen, no, but you gotta set up. So Jay was a DP. So we're all standing in position, everything like that. He's like, all right, let's hurry up and knock this out. It was a lot of kids around. I think it was like date night or something.
Yeah.
So trying to fit this scene into this little pocket where there was no noise, no cars coming, anything like that. So he's like, Jay's like, all right, everybody be quiet. Sharice, I think, holding the light. I'm standing in the back trying to stay out the way. T, I think, is holding the light. We're all standing around. And Jay's like, all right, and action. And this guy goes and says, mind your cotton picking business, and walks off like this.
Like Francis, son. Like Francis.
Oh, like George Jefferson.
Yes, I can think of it.
Yeah.
Cotton picking? What? Wait a minute. Cotton picking.
Cotton picking business. We lost it. It was a long day.
It was supposed to be serious.
Yes.
That was our last scene of the day.
Well, you know what? I was trying to lighten the mood. Well, especially for me, because you know, listen, I like to do my own stunts, right? So
ask about that.
So the young lady I was in the scene with, like, we just at that moment, it wasn't a script. We were like the director, Sharice. Sharice,
you
was like,
came up with it, I thought. Was it your idea?
She did. She came up with the smack.
Yeah, because so we just did it just right off the cuff, right? But I told the young lady, I said, hit me for real. So that was a real smack. Yeah. That was real.
Yeah.
So I was trying to lighten the mood for me so I could take that.
You lighten the mood for us.
Yeah. It was funny.
Get heavy for you since you are the villain.
Yeah, that was my blooper.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think we had any more with Strip from Insanity. I had one for Feathers, but it wasn't with Sterling. I was on set and I had to do this role. The role that I played in Feathers, I had a brother who was just ratchet. He was lazy and stuff like that. One of the guys didn't show up. So one of our DPs was like, I'll do it. And so he goes and sits there. And my thing is, nobody is going to get me on set. You're not going to take me out of character. You're not going to make me forget my lines. You're just not going to do that. And he was like, I'm going to get you. And I was like, you're not going to get me. And he got me so good. He I don't know what he called me. He kept Miss, what was my last name? Miss Johnson or Miss Jackson or something like that. And he was like, Miss Johnson, I love you. And so he's ad-libbing while I'm trying to do my lines. And I'm like, please stop. So I'm trying not to laugh on camera, but he got me that day. I was so mad. I'm still mad to this day. So Coop, if you're out there and you're watching this, I'm going to get you back, my man. Because I don't like it.
What platform is Feathers on?
Feathers will be on Tubi. We're just waiting for a release date.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Yes. Everybody love Tubi. Watch that show. I was looking for y'all on Tubi. I'm like, I know she called me on Tubi.
We're waiting for a release for Strip from Insanity for Tubi as well. So it will be on Tubi. And that's what my church people, the older church people,
they're on Tubi?
For it to be on Tubi. Yeah.
They on Tubi?
Wow. Well, you know, Tubi is, they ain't got the back cable. They could just do Tubi.
Yeah.
It comes free just, with the TV.
It's so free.
With the smart TVs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go to this market, this family owned market, and it's an older crowd that works there. And, you know, they know about my films and stuff. So I was like, yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. And they were like, is it going to be on Tubi? And these are older people. And I was like, yeah, I'll let you know.
Hope they don't slip into some of them other movies.
Right.
Well, y'all chemistry is amazing. I can see why you guys work so well together.
Oh yeah. We travel together. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it is amazing to have friends like them.
Mm-hmm. What she has, I don't have, and he may have a little bit of. What I have, he may not have. She may. It's almost like a complete circle.
Yeah.
Maybe lacking the other will fill in, or something that Sterling is strong at, I may not understand, but he's willing to explain it to me.
Yeah.
Something that I'm strong at, she'll be like, you do that because that's not my strong. So it's all about being aware of your community, being aware of your strengths and your weaknesses, and acknowledging the strengths of the person who's standing to the right or left of you and supporting them in that. And that's like the biggest thing these days. Everybody want to be great at everything. That's not how God made us.
That's true.
Right.
So you need to allow these people that God has placed in your life to shine in the areas that they can certainly shine at. So it's like if we need, if we have questions about, I don't know. Like Sterling's really good at like delving into characters and really evoking emotions and stuff like that. If that's something that we're doing an audition and that person doesn't understand, I'm not going to jump in. I'm going to let him do what he's good at. And we're going to support him in that versus, oh, I'm going to do it because I want to be in charge or I want to be seen in the forefront or I want this person to know me. So I think that that's why we all mesh so well, because we respect each other's spaces. I can't fit his shoes and I can't fit. Mm-hmm. We all wear different size. So stay in your shoes.
And but, that the support that we give each other is amazing. Sterling has something, we support him. Stephanie has something, we support. You know, and I think, and when I do something, they always support, even as crazy as it may seem. And that's personal and professional.
Wow.
For them to be able to deal with me and handle me is a blessing in itself, because I'm a different creature. So for them to be able to reel me back in, so it's kind of different. Olivia is a mommy figure to me, even though I'm older than she is. When I need to be reeled back in, especially if I have a disappointing moment, she gets me to see things from a different view. Mm-hmm. That's a gift, because I know how strong-minded and how bullheaded I can be. Whereas Sterling, he will reel me back in from a different perspective. And he's brotherly. And he makes me laugh about it. And, you know, I can be like cursing him out or whatever. He's laughing. So it's just, we all know our lanes. Mm-hmm. That's very, very important. We all know our lanes. And we just love each other. And it's a true love. We're not trying to be better than each other. You know what I mean? And I think when you have a friendship as well as a working relationship, knowing your limits, knowing your gifts, knowing their gifts, and not crossing that is very, very important. We are each other's cheerleaders. Because this world is evil. This world is
very much so.
Is so much competition in the DMV and the cliquish stuff. We really want each other to succeed. And, you know, I'm not jealous when Olivia or Sterling does something, and they're not jealous when I do something, because they're going to always be involved in what I do. You know what I mean? So, and they know that. So I really don't care what I'm doing. Hey, I need y'all here, because I can't do it without them.
So what's next for each of you?
Oh, me first.
Go ahead.
I am currently and still, as you said in my bio, working on episodes for Rainbow Baby. So real quick synopsis, I got this idea. I had a family member who had had a miscarriage, and I've known many people, fortunately, who have experienced miscarriages, but for some reason, this one rocked me to my core. And I was sitting, I never forget, I was talking to my husband and I'm like crying. Like, why don't we talk about this some more? Who can she go to, you know, to see that how she's feeling, these tears that she's crying, her thoughts are not just her own, that other people have been thinking the same things or have gone through what she's gone through or whatnot. And because it's a topic that is not openly discussed. It's very hush-hush. It's very blah, blah, blah. And so I was almost downright angry about it. So I was like, I'm going to do a documentary. My husband was like, okay. And then I put it out there and God said, okay, now do the documentary. As much as I'm a big personality, but I don't like attention on me, if that makes any sense.
A lot of sense, yeah.
I don't like curtain calls. When we do premieres, I prefer not to talk. You know, I just don't mind being seen on camera, doing what I need to do and going home. So for this is putting me in an uncomfortable place, but I'll do it. So I did a couple of episodes. just did a showing, I think like 2 weeks ago. It was very beautiful. So I'm in the process of talking to my DP about distribution. I didn't know how I wanted to put out there, but we're making some final decisions about that. And then I'm also raising money to do more episodes because women's health, maternal health, infant health, health in the African American community, especially for our Black and brown women, it's atrocious. The fact that we are losing so many women, I mean, y'all get passionate about this. The fact that we are losing so many women and so many children because of a lack of care by doctors or a lack of knowledge by us to know how we can speak up for ourselves. If I can bridge the gap and give women something to start a conversation with their doctor before they get pregnant, while they're pregnant, even after miscarriage and they're expecting another child. If I can bridge that gap of information, let me do it. So that's my project.
I am.
Once I put it out there, I'll definitely let you guys know. But and what's so interesting is I've never personally had a miscarriage. Oddly enough, I thank God for that because having 8 children, I think it's like either 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 pregnancies in a miscarriage. So I should have had 2. So, statistically, so in that, it's like, okay, Lord, I still have a heavy burden to speak for these women who may not have necessarily put themselves out in the forefront and told their stories had it not been for this platform. So I'm still working on Rainbow Baby. T and I are working on a film that she's going to be producing soon. And like I said, I really want to do my own feature film or my own short story next year. I have so many plays, movies already written. I mean, I've been writing since I was in 7th grade. Wow. So I just have books upon books upon books of stuff. But I have to get over that fear of being in the forefront to go ahead and do that. So God is really challenging me to get those things together. We're on the 30th for another Christmas story. So
yes, the premiere.
Yep, November 30th.
Okay.
Linking out on our pages and stuff like that. If you want to see everything in the kitchen sink in a movie, anything you can think of.
Anything.
You can't think of will probably be in this movie. It's like one of those Black films where you either love it
or you don't.
Love it.
And what's the name of it?
It's called A Naughty Christmas Story.
Watch Thanksgiving Roast, which was the first installment first.
Yes.
Before, because then you'll understand
everything.
The elevation of, oh Lord.
Where can we watch that?
The story. It's on Amazon Prime or Tubi.
Yep.
And okay. Tubi.
Yep.
It's called Thanksgiving Roast. And it's a DC-based comedy.
Yes.
And listen, do not watch it with kids.
No. Well, not even in earshot.
At all.
Wow.
Forgive us on how you see us and No, Naughty Christmas Story is on a whole nother level.
I wasn't listen. I haven't got by the bug yet. Y'all know what we mean after you watch it, but forgive her.
I saw the trailer. Now we're gonna try to make it. Me and my husband gonna try to make it up there to the premiere.
Yes,
please.
When is this premiere?
November 30th at 5. The red carpet is at 5 at the Art.
That's the last day of my birthday. I might need to travel.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday. Yeah.
When is it? It's on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
At the Arc
yeah.
on Mississippi Avenue in Southeast Washington, D.C.
Come on now. Come see my outfit.
I'm going to make that happen. I'm on vacation.
I know that's right.
Yes, man. Be prepared. And then it's like a comedy show with Darren Brand. He's from Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out. And Mo Brooks, hilarious. Your stomach will hurt. Just come with no judgment.
No judgment. Don't. You've met us before. So I think it's everything that I've got. Oh, and then I'm doing a play next year. So I may be coming to a city near you.
Okay.
Yeah, I play a stripper.
But you know what? With everything that you just said, with your fear, I'm like, nah.
Here's the thing. I don't like people bringing attention to me. So like T, she always, come stand up here. Let me tell you about my best friend. And I get so embarrassed. So I don't mind the attention that I bring on myself. Like I said, I'm a very big personality. But other people, it just,
it's like I want the world to know who they are. Like, right. Why wouldn't people want to know them? Like, so I'm always like, girl, come up here. I want to let me tell you about my best friend. Mm-hmm. No, and it could be about me, but it's like, no, you need to remember this face. Even with Sterling, you need to remember these people because they are going to be all over TV.
Like, yeah, I'm winning an Academy Award for Best Actress in a Drama.
Remember that.
Best Actress.
Think it, girl.
In a drama.
We put it out there. Yeah.
Yes.
And she's nominated for Best Actress for Strip from Insanity now. Okay. For the 2023 World and Music International Film Festival. Yes. Sterling is nominated for Best Actor for Strip from Insanity.
Yes.
So eight people are nominated for that film.
Eight people.
Eight. Jay is nominated for Best Cinematographer. My screenplay writer, Edwin Maker, is nominated for Best Screenplay. The Therapist is nominated for Best Supporting. Mm-hmm. Jackie is nominated.
No, Jazzy.
Yeah. She's nominated for Best Supporting as Olivia's best friend, as Tessa's best friend. And my director is nominated for Best Director. Mm-hmm. And then Brad is nominated to play the pastor. He's nominated for Best Supporting. And Edwin is nominated for Best Supporting.
That was more than eight, ma'am.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
It seemed more than eight.
Let's just say the whole cast was nominated.
Pretty much. The whole cast was nominated.
That is awesome.
That says a lot.
Well, I'm excited.
I want to know what the villain got going on next.
Yeah.
Go ahead now.
Let's see. Okay. In the immediate future. So I'll be filming in a movie called Brace Gods, and Tacola's in that one too.
Oh yeah, I'm playing a detective.
Yeah. And guess what I'm playing?
I'm about to say, tell us what you play. Don't be shy.
So my role, I am actually the right hand man to the bad guy.
Oh wow.
See? The villain.
We need to get you in some comedies and stuff so you won't be typecast.
You're not the villain in Feathers, though.
Yeah, I'm not. Not the villain in Feathers.
Right? I hate that what we did to you in Feathers, but yeah, you're not the villain.
And I did a short film called Get Checked where I was a loving husband. So
tell us where that is, man, because that was a good one.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah, like I got a couple movies that's not like even Smack's not released yet either, and and that I'm a drug kingpin.
Oh, tell them about the other movie that you're in. That's on Amazon Prime. Break Every Chain.
Break Every Chain is a true story. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Apple TV.
Okay.
It just hit on YouTube literally this past week. It just hit 2.5 million viewers.
Nice.
I got nominated for I forgot which film festival it was, but the person, it's funny, the person I lost to in the category has been acting for years. He was like in Higher Learning. I was like, oh man, I don't mind losing to this guy. Like,
right.
what I got going on, so I got that movie, and then I'm
directing
my writing. Well, first of all, I'm doing my writing.
Directing.
I'm doing my writing right first. And just give you a quick story. That is my superpower, writing.
Okay.
Ever since I was a kid. So now I'm starting to exercise my chops again. So I'm working on a film where it's kind of, the theme is systemic racism and just kind of bringing that to light, right? For people who don't believe it exists. And then there's another one. It's something I'm very passionate about. And I'm with anybody who wants to start this movement. Outside of acting, I am a development professional, right? So I work for nonprofits. I do fundraising and fund programs through building partnerships with corporations, right?
Okay.
And major funders. I am very passionate about HBCUs. I'm an HBCU grad. And
me too.
And we have so many African-American young male and female athletes that are so talented, and they go to these big white schools, right? And generate millions and millions and millions of dollars for these schools. Well, what if someone starts a movement and all of the top high school black athletes decide to go to HBCU? What happened then, right? you know, television coverage, sponsorship money, money coming in, you know, to the university, which could fund programs and new buildings and facilities, et cetera, right? So that's what that other film is about that I'm writing. So,
okay.
Yeah, one thing I noticed is that a lot of my ideas that have been coming up have some type of like social theme to it, which I've never expected because I'm like an action guy. I love action, you know, but it's just coming out of me. It must be my man up there, you know, so.
Sterling, you gonna sing something for us?
Oh my lordy.
You know what? I can't, you don't hear me congested? I am sick right now.
Oh my lordy.
I am
sick. I don't hear nothing.
And you know.
Me either.
She said, I don't hear nothing.
Oh my lordy.
But I will bring me on again. I'll sing something for you.
He has an amazing voice.
I hate the fact that I could not play your trailer, but it is out on our page right now. So if you are viewing this after you finish listening to this, please, please, please watch the trailer. It is an awesome movie and it is on Amazon Prime right now as we speak. And I have seen it. And as they said, each one of these actors plays the part so well that I could have sworn they, you know, had some experience in it. Like he was beating women every day. No.
Oh.
I'm joking. But they're good. You know, it's
yeah.
That's a good thing.
That, you know, you can see situations with your friends or family members. You can actually see it in them. Especially when she was talking to the therapist.
Mm.
It was like, yeah. That's an experience. And I've never been abused like that before, but talking to a therapist, I mean, you can definitely see yourself in those situations, you know?
Mm.
So listen, I want to thank you guys for coming on here. When she said that they had a movie in the cast that we could interview, I was like, what?
Yeah. I know we some big personalities, aren't we?
I thought it was awesome. You guys, the chemistry, just everything. I'm definitely going to watch these movies.
Thanks. Yes.
I'm going to try my best to be at that premiere on the 30th.
Is Dr. Mel still there with you?
Uh-huh.
But tell her to stick her head in.
Oh, yeah.
Tell her to come and stick your head in.
Because we asked, we were like, okay, well, you need to come back and tell us about this weight loss thing she was talking about on that episode. And she was like, no, I got something more entertaining than that. I can bring y'all a movie cast and a writer. Y'all can interview them. And I was like, what? So thank you, Dr. Mel. I totally appreciate you for
interviewing. Yeah, she produced this episode.
Love you, Dr. Mel.
Dr. Melody.
Thank you all for joining. I'm so appreciative and so proud of everyone. So thank I want to keep sharing your story and, you know, so the world can hear it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you.
And I'll see you all on the 30th.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see you all on the 30th as well.
Yes. Yes. This is going to be a hoot, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Dr. Melody, you're in it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was a good girl too.
Okay, all right, we can sit together.
I know, right?
I'm not saying nothing.
Okay,
she wasn't a good girl. She wasn't a good girl.
Yeah, let me get my tickets right now.
Ooh, yeah, I'm a playing for
that. Listen, I'm not inviting my church family. I'm not inviting my church folk.
You should come dressed in character.
Let's Sterling.
I'm coming dressed as the opposite of my character. But
have you seen her character? Have you seen snapshots of her on film, Sterling? Oh, you have? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got
pictures. So like, let me know.
Sterling don't like that. Look at his face.
I know, he like.
Look at him. You see how his mood changed?
Yeah, he definitely changed.
Wait a minute, what are me and Sharita missing right now?
Let's just say that she was she found herself in some compromising situations with some compromising outfits in more compromising situations.
Oh, wow.
Let's just say that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, one and done. I'll go and get my tickets. One and done.
I'm gonna figure out how to get to DC on a Thursday.
Yes. No, right?
Come on down.
Yes, it's gonna be, and get it because the tickets are selling like crazy. We just got a notification that the tickets are really moving.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
you sent me the link.
And then also, so I was in Tricola's movie Feathers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
She was and, the head of a medical. Oh my! Go ahead, tell them because that was amazing.
So, and I thank her for the opportunity for putting the ask out to have someone who was in my profession and nursing to be able to help develop the script and stage scenes and choose the cast. So I'm grateful for her. And then from that led me to being working with the Naughty Christmas Story cast. Mm. So
this is right here. Yeah,
she got it up.
Yes.
Okay.
And look, and she's all the way from Chesterfield.
Oh, keep that just like that. Hold on, don't put it down. I need
to look. I'm gonna need to show you and Dante can come get me from the airport.
Hold on, we need to get that. There we go. Thank you.
Dr. Melanie is being so sweet about it. All the
thank
stuff
you
done for T and for TMD Productions and whatnot. Dr. Melanie has done amazing things.
Yes.
She is.
We thank you so much for all the doors, all the connections, all the everything that you have done for TMD. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. And then you know the awesome part about it? She lives around the corner from me.
Yeah.
Like we run into each other at the
7-Eleven.
So I call her at 2 o'clock in the morning, like, I'm going to 7-Eleven and get a soda. You want something?
Oh, sleep.
And she's up.
I'm up writing.
Wow.
Look at that, because I'll be texting them. They're like, girl, do you go to sleep?
I'm asleep.
Well, that's how creatives do, right?
Not me, not this one. I goes to bed.
You're up at 5.
I was going to say, I get up 4:30, I'm up. Mm-mm.
Well, look, we're gonna take this podcast, this episode right here, and you're probably gonna see it 2, 3, 4 different ways. I like to chop it up and send out different reels, different times. So we will definitely continue to show this episode so that people will see what you all have coming out. And we definitely appreciate you guys for coming on to our podcast. Majority of people like to watch our podcast in replay mode. So you'll see that some people will start finding your page or your movie and watching it. Amazon Prime. It is on Amazon Prime right now, going to Tubi very, very soon. So you guys watch out for Stripped from Insanity. It is an awesome movie. I have watched it. It is good, and the actors are believable.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for the opportunity.
You are welcome.
We definitely appreciate you.
And
you
said that if you are experiencing domestic violence, anyone that's on the podcast, and you go to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and that's 1-800-799-SAFE. You can Google it, but just take that first step in reclaiming your life.
Yes. See y'all November 30th.
Inspire her, the total woman.
Yay.